finding something that is such an emotional process. Like, there's logic.
But how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Like, seriously, how do you know?
Hey, everybody. I'm Elise Real.
And I'm Isha Bell.
And this is Full Time Black Women, a community for Black professional women to live, laugh, grow, and feel the soul.
What are we talking about today, Elise?
Today's topic is pinning down your passion. Yeah.
Pinning down your passion. Pinning down your passion. Pinning down your passion.
So, pinning down your passion. Picture it. You hear the noise? You hear the heart? Yes. Yes. You just finished watching the Fresh Prince reunion and you decided to watch a few reruns. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you get in the vibe. You just want to catch up on nostalgia and stuff. So you come across the episode where he's rapping about his date. He's at the table rapping about his date, who's like got all these extra enhancements. Quote, yeah, unquote.
Don't you know if her body is hers.
Exactly. So you get a little inspired and all of a sudden you start rapping. Sitting at the desk, flipping through Insta, see a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. Hate going to work. Colleagues are all jerks. I'm trying to find my passion for sure. Hey. Beep, 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 beep. So before that imaginary beat drops, though, and you start to hit the hook to this new rhyme you came up with, it dawns on you, I don't have a passion. Passion is important and it's good for your health, and you are typically more optimistic, energized, and focused when you do something you love. And if you don't have one, don't worry. That's where we come in at Full Time Black Woman, because we've been in your shoes and we kind of still in your shoes to a certain extent.
Exactly.
Yeah. So today we're sharing tips on how to pin down your passion.
Wow. Yeah. Pinning down your passion. I feel like you don't really start to think about what your passion is until it's always that one guest speaker that comes to your school. It's like, look, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. You're yes. Like, oh my God, that's so cool. But what do I love? Do I love anything? Does anything love me? Oh my gosh, I'm just existing. Right. I'm just living to die.
Right.
You know, and then you go through that whole thing over your head over yep. And over again. But finding your passion, I feel like, first of all, is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
For those who have been able to find their passion. And also, I want to make sure people understand that you can have more than one passion.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to just be pinned down to one thing.
Yes.
And that's it. No, it should be pinning down your passions.
There you go. There you go.
Parenthesis seven. Parenthesis yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? My passion's not. But I'm really interested in getting into this, but we'll get into those stats for that ass after this commercial break.
Yo, Isha, I wonder how many of these Pod Love segment podcasts have actually started their podcast with Buzzsprout. They are by far one of the best partners to have when starting your podcast in this space.
Yeah, I mean, we use Buzzsprout, and guess what? Buzzsprout don't use us,
right?
Because we are truly partners. When we say that stuff, we're not just saying it. We believe it because we feel it.
Yes.
Now, Buzzsprout makes it so easy to, first of all, start your podcast and get it listed in every major podcast platform. When you click on the link, fulltimeblackwoman.com/Buzzsprout/, you will receive a $20 Amazon gift card after signing up for a paid plan. And guess what? It helps us out too.
Absolutely. And when she says every major podcast platform, she really does mean every, from Apple, Google, Spotify, CastBox, Breaker, all of them, every single one. And it's easy to do. Just find yourself a quiet space, get yourself some gear that you already have, and run your mouth. M-O-U-S.
M-O-U-F. And during this time, I'm pretty sure you had some ideas, some opinion about something that's going on in the world that you feel like you want to share with everyone else. Go ahead, click on the link, fulltimeblackwoman.com/Buzzsprout/, and you will be able to get your message out to the world.
Right. And not only that, you'll get a great looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into your own personal website, just like we do, and detailed analytics, because you want them stats for that ass on your podcast. Who's listening, when they listening, where they're listening from. So do, like Isha said, click on the link in the show notes, fulltimeblackwoman.com/Buzzsprout/ to get your $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for a paid plan.
Okay, we are back.
But we can go ahead and get started with those
stats for that ass.
Hey,
stats for that ass.
We bringing you the facts with some stats for that ass.
So check this out, Elise.
What's that?
According to a new study released by Deloitte Center for Edge, today only 13% of the U.S. workforce is passionate about their jobs. Mm. This lack of passion for work exists at all levels, survey, and job types in the workforce, with 64% of all workers and 50% of executives and senior management survey being neither passionate nor engaged in their work.
Jeez. Wait, before you go on.
Okay.
50% of the executives not passionate about what they do.
I mean, I know I say this. See, I know I say this often, but I totally understand.
Yeah,
I feel like these numbers are square on. Mm-hmm. How many people do you really know who are like, I was making $1 million a second, but I just quit my job and just went and lived on the beach for free. And,
this is
you know, true. I worked and just collected cans because I just felt free then. I felt as if I was in charge of my day. No one else had to tell me what I needed to do, how I needed to do it, or what I need to do. I wake up and I just live by the ocean, man. It's like the best thing ever. Or people who are extremely successful, an up and coming rising star, and all of a sudden they just quit, getting their 2 weeks notice and had no plan at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, those are those people who finally pin down their passion. But if you have all these other obligations, and not only obligations, but more so expectations of you from others, you will tend to stay in a miserable existence just to be able to make others happy. Or maybe your fear is what's keeping you there, even if you are successful.
Yeah.
So I know we talk a lot about people who have fear, who may not have reached their career goals or whatever, or haven't developed fully to their extent. But what about those who there's no way further for you to go? This is it.
This is true.
There's nothing more for you to work towards.
Yeah.
You are standing on that ceiling.
Yeah.
That's type a good of situation.
Point. That's a good point. I think I just, the alarms went off for a second, like, okay, so I'm working for this senior management and executive, and they're not passionate and nor engaged in their work, but they want me to be.
We see it every single day. Yeah. You know, you and I have had stories in the past. It's like,
I know.
Is he mediocre? He just don't care.
Well, he just don't care.
Right here, it shows 50% of them do not care.
Don't care
at all.
That's so crazy. Go ahead. I just had to point that out for a second.
A 2015 study published in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine found that pursuing your passion both lowers stress and contributes to greater happiness overall. Mm. Researchers found that participants who engaged in hobbies were 34% less stressed and 18% less sad during the activities, as well as for some time after.
Mm.
Now, one of our wonderful, great full-time Black women that will always be a legend in my mind, I'm pretty sure in your heart as well.
Yes.
Maya Angelou.
Okay.
You can only.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready. Wasn't ready. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing. And then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you.
Yeah! Thank you, Maya! Clapping it up!
That was Maya Angelou's hologram.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. That touched me.
And those are the stats for that ass.
Yes. With a special guest appearance and all.
Yes.
So Okay, so researchers found that participants were engaged, were 34% less stressed and 18% less sad. That makes sense to me, because when you do something you love, when you do something you enjoy and you are passionate about, it brings you just so much energy. It like lifts you up. It's as if time just speeds up for a second, because you just can't even, all you're just so focused and in joy and full of joy in that moment for whatever time you're doing, whatever you're doing. So I can definitely understand that. And I wish it was something that we could get more of or do more often. I know finding your passion is not always the easiest thing. Mm-hmm. And automatically people assume finding your passion has to be either something you just know off the top of your head, or is something that is going to make you a millionaire, or is, you know, all it has to be all of these different things. And that can kind of slow down the process of finding your passion, because you're trying to fit it in this box of what everyone says passion is. So let's get right on into it. Pinning down your passion. Tip number one, say yes to things. So I know what you're thinking, but I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to be adventurous. I don't want to get out there and do stuff. Well, you never know what you're going to find when you do, though. So don't be closed off to new possibilities. There's so much magic that can take place when you try something new for the first time, and it will give you the chance to be creative. It'll give you the chance to open yourself up to new horizons, new possibilities, new interests. Even if it doesn't become your passion, it might be something that you become interested in and would want to do in the future. It expands the list of things that you could do with friends, family, partners, associates, if it could be something that you do with those that you work with as a team building experience, if it's something that can be done with others. It's a great way to get out there and just get out of your comfort zone, because being in your comfort zone will hold you back from your growth. If you're in your comfort zone, that means that you're not being challenged. You're not trying to expand. You're not growing. And it's the worst place to be if you want to find your passion, or if you want to, you know, break out and become something more. So don't get stuck in your comfort zone. Understand that growth is a win-win situation. Either you have a passion that arises out of this opportunity, out of this example of new possibilities and things, or you've gained an experience. And having experiences makes you more well-rounded. If you are in a career that you are looking to excel in, the experience of that new challenge that you took on will make you a better candidate, so to speak, because you have had something that you had to either overcome or that you tried. You know what it's like to try something, so you can relate to more people. You become very much more relatable and more interesting, which is something that will make you more likable. But also, growth in that way, it actually is a win-win-win. So I mentioned you could find your passion. You will gain an experience, but you'll also learn, okay, this is something I don't like. Like if you try something new, you have the opportunity to like it, not like it, or be in the middle. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, you got to look at it this way. Like, have you found your passion yet in your comfort zone? Is it there?
Right.
Oh, you have it. It sounds like you need to go out of it then.
Right.
To see where it is hiding.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not in your comfort zone right now. So, like you said, growth is a win-win. Growth only happens when you make yourself uncomfortable.
This is true.
So, comfort zones are needed, but sometimes they are definitely the downfall of people who are trying to do or be successful.
Yes. Agree. 100%. 100%. And when you are out there, okay, there are going to be some things that you don't say yes to. Like, you're not going to say yes to, I'm going to try drugs for the first time.
Why not? You know what? Because sometimes you can have experiences that... I mean, look, maybe, you need to do what's maybe. Best for you. Some people say that, you know, an LSD trip has taken them to the places of being poor to being just extremely successful because they unlocked something in their brain that they were able to touch.
Right.
I'm not condoning drug use at all. I'm just saying, you never know.
You never know. You're right. You're right.
It's not for me, right. But you never know. It may be for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it has been for you, ooh, let us know.
Exactly. That might be a new yeah. topic. Let us know.
Email us. Contact at fulltimeblackwoman.com. You can also jump in our DMs on Twitter at FTBlackWoman, on Instagram and Facebook, FulltimeBlackWoman. We would love to know if you experienced something like this, if you really push yourself out of the comfort zone and all of a sudden things that were never talking started to talk. Let us know. Has it helped you out with some type of success or pinning down your passion?
Oh, jeez.
I'm really interested. I'm really interested to find it out.
When you said things that never talked before started talking, I automatically thought of Beauty and the Beast with all the things in the house started talking and dancing like, around. Yeah.
Yeah. If your dog just came into you, it was like, yeah. So what I was saying before I was really interrupted by the clock over here. Whoa!
Right.
Interesting.
Yes. So if you know for sure there are things, let me put it this way. If you know for sure there are things that you don't like, you don't have to try saying yes to that. You don't have to make yourself like it and find a passion in that. If you already know that you don't like something.
Have you ever tried a food when you were younger and you did not like it at all, but then you tried it again as an adult and it's delicious? Like, I used to hate Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts now. It just turns out how it was cooked when I was younger, boiled is not the way that I enjoy it now. I like it baked or, you know, fried or something like that with some bacon and onions and some greens and stuff like that. Like, that makes all the difference. So I would say don't try it again. You never know. Your tastes change. Just like you evolve and you've grown from what point that you were when you tried it the first time, maybe try it again. Maybe you're in a different space that you could appreciate it more.
Okay. I feel you. I guess I'm thinking more extreme. Like, if you have a strong distaste for something and you know this 100% about yourself.
Okay.
I totally get what you're saying. And I do agree with that. Your taste, you will evolve as you grow and get older, and it is good to experiment with that. But if you have a strong dislike for something and somebody else is like, oh, but I found my passion in it and
their passion, exactly. Not yours.
You don't have to make that, you know, your route as well.
Yeah.
So that is that.
Okay. Well, the second tip to pinning down your passion is interview yourself. Okay. So knowing yourself can help you find your passion by providing clarity on what drives you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this usually comes in the form of journaling. You know, like, I learn a lot about myself just by writing down my thoughts or allowing myself to think.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'm not thinking. I'm on autopilot on a day-to-day basis, being a mom and a wife, and also just trying to be a great stellar employee and trying to be a great sister, trying to be an excellent friend, trying to be a model daughter and everything else.
Yeah.
I'm usually on autopilot. But when it comes to journaling, I really get a time to be able to get in touch with myself.
Yes.
I don't mean like that, but if you do that, that's fine. Because you're a full-time ass woman. You can do whatever you want to do. You see what I'm saying? That's another time to get in touch with yourself. But then, like, but knowing yourself can definitely help, but you don't know who you are until you actually sit down in a quiet space and allow yourself to be evaluated by you.
Yes.
Or stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself and figure out, I really don't usually have the time to look at myself in the eye and ponder, you know? So ask yourself, what do you love? You know, what do you hate?
Mm-hmm.
Such as what Elise mentioned. What inspires you?
Mm.
Also, what brings you peace? And what do you dream about? Because we all dream.
Yeah.
I know some of us like to say, I'll be dreaming. I'll just be sleeping. Well, maybe because you decided not to remember. Well, I don't know. No, I don't want to say you decided not to remember. But I don't know what you release, but sometimes I have some of the most vivid dreams ever to the point they feel so freaking real.
Yeah.
And I wake up, but then I'll start my day and I'll forget what my dream was about.
Yes.
But if I talk to someone early in the morning, if I tell my husband, like, let me tell you about this crazy dream, then I remember it because I put words to it and then just let it live up in my head or just flutter away.
Yeah.
So everybody definitely does dream. It's just a matter of if you analyze it. Yeah. I love to analyze my dreams. I'm black, you know. A part of the culture is to find out why am I dreaming about this? And some people are like, well, it's just a lack of oxygen. And that's the reason why, because your brain is kind of asleep, but it's trying to go down itself and power itself down to be ready for the next day. Whatever. We're spiritual people.
Yep.
Something is telling me something's going on. Yep. And then when something happened in real life based on what you dream, like,
girl. Yeah.
My granny told me to play 327.
Yep.
The dream book said, because you dreamt about moons and stars, pay 327. All of a sudden, it came out straight, and I got $5,000. Now, don't tell me that ain't no
right?
question.
That's okay. Right. And with dreams, though, like, have you ever had your dream become something that happened in reality? I know.
Oh, deja vu. Yes.
Yes. So I have had that happen on several occasions, and it has been throughout.
It?
Girl, is it? But... It's
Am I a witch? Am I a witch? How do I know this? He about to say, oh, and she about to say, oh.
Right. Yes.
I can't tell anybody. They're going to burn me.
Oh my gosh. But I have told people. I have told people before, and I was just like, look, don't freak out. But this happened. And I dreamt about it, and that's happening now. And I know what you're about
like,
to say.
Sure. Right. They're like, sure.
Yeah.
You just kind of loopy. You know, she works hard. So that's probably what it is.
I think lack of oxygen. I've had like two people, maybe three, be like, they were supportive of it. They didn't call me crazy right out, or at least not to my face. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, I don't think that's weird. I don't think anything like that at all. But I don't know if that was patronizing me to be like, you know, maybe we need to consider
tripping,
putting her away.
You tripping.
But
she
bring
this up one more time.
I know. But yeah, that happened when I first started college. I had a dream about the college I was going to. I didn't know the name of it. I didn't know where it was in the dream. But when I actually ended up in college, the same things that were happening in the dream were the same things in that moment that happened at my college. So I was like, huh.
That is crazy.
I was supposed to be here. I'm in the right place. I'm doing the right thing.
Yes. And it doesn't happen as often. I noticed I had it a lot when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, deja vu used to happen to me maybe 2-3 times a week to the point I was like, I can't tell anybody. My mom gonna think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and then my teenage years, maybe a bit, you know, in college. But I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or that part of my brain is closed off or reason, rationale. I don't know what has happened, but I do not have deja vu like I used to. It'll happen every once in a while, but not as much as before.
Yeah.
Once you interview yourself and you learn these things, you know, it allows you to connect them to the skills that you currently do have, which would like lead you to possible passions that you weren't aware that you already had one foot in the water already anyways, because you probably enjoy this one skill that you do on a regular basis, but you never gave it much attention because in your mind it was just a part of a larger machine.
Yes.
So doing that, interviewing yourself is extremely important for helping you pin down your passion.
I think that is a fantastic tip. It's a great way to get to know yourself, which is something that you should do anyway, and really dial into what it is that could be the one thing that carries you throughout the rest of your life, that gives you all the joy that you need. So
I mean, how many people do you hear their stories of they're successful and they're like, I have no clue how I got here, but I just know that I just took a chance and people started to gravitate towards me based off this one thing that I enjoyed and I made an empire out of it. Like, how?
I know. It's crazy. Right. But I think it is so beautiful because once you are in your passion like that and you're doing things that's not even feeling like work to you, you can go so far with it. Like there's so much that will be attracted to you because of it, because your passion glows from within. You become more attractive to those who want to work with you, partner with you, sponsor you, things like that. You just draw so much in to your passion when you have one that I think that's just, I will love to have to be in that moment, you know, when all of a sudden you just flowing through it like water and everything is just being brought into you like the tide. And it's just like, yes, this is it. This is what I was waiting for. Didn't know I was going to get here, but I'm glad I arrived.
See, I didn't think I missed the ocean until you said that. Like, until you said flowing through water and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that was so relaxing just to hear the water splish, splash. And,
yes.
And just moving me and just making me feel so small.
Yeah. You know? I think that's a great, the way you just described it, I think it is a great way to describe how passion is. Like, you feel, it just envelops you. You feel small in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all around you and you just can't contain it. And everybody wants a part of it. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to go.
Wow. That's an excellent way of putting it, too.
Mm. So, all right. Next tip. The third tip. Time is your friend. I know that is.
Is it?
I know. It sounds so counterintuitive. It's always a rush on life, like, okay, but I gotta do it now. I'm missing out. I'm wasting time. I don't have enough time to do this and that, but I want to find out my passion and all these things. You just have to have patience. Passion is not something that you find, you know, in the blink of an eye. It's not something that you can find in a day for some people, and it's not something that some people can find in 30 something years.
Right.
Raise my hand slowly. Or a lifetime.
Some people never find their passion.
Exactly.
But it makes you wonder, like, were you ever looking for it? Like, is it one of those things that they did dedicate time to try to find their passion? They just never found it? Or did they never even allow themselves to dream?
Right. And there are so many people who are in that boat with the, you know, having to bear the brunt of the family, having to be a breadwinner, having to do all the things and take care of all the people. There wasn't a point in time where they could do like you suggested in the other tip, interview yourself or even say yes to things. They had to say no to things in order to put their responsibilities first and survive. Exactly. Yeah. So that is a good point, question, thought to bring up. But yeah, have some patience. There's no real rush to this process. And it might feel like it because everybody is always saying, yeah, find your passion. Find what drives you. Find this. You can live your passion. Why aren't you living your passion? And it's just like, well, shut up. Just let me live. Right.
Let me concentrate, damn it. Maybe I can find it if you get on my goddamn ear.
Yes. So you don't have to rush. It will take time. You might find one passion that works well for you, but perhaps it's too expensive for you to take on in a certain point in your life. Or perhaps it's something that you can't devote as much time to as you would like, so you can't grow or enhance that passion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush the process, because you could easily rush yourself into something that you think is a passion and really is just something that you might like to do on occasion. It's not something you are so strongly emotionally tied to. And don't quit. It's easy to give up on finding something that is such an emotional process. Like, there's logic.
But how do you know? How do you know that? This is the one. How do you know this ain't it?
Right.
How do you know? Don't quit. How do you know? How do you know?
I like your interlude there. I think that was perfect. It's hard to say, honestly, because finding your passion is such a personal experience. It's got to be something in you that you know. Like, you have to kind of put it to the test if it's something that you think about all the time? Is it something that you enjoy doing where you lose track of time? Is it something that you find yourself gravitating back to, whether it's in thought, whether it's in action, whether it's in watching someone else so that you could learn how to do or learn more about whatever it is? Is it something that brings you joy no matter what the situation is? Like, I think those are all good indicators. Mm-hmm. And also, if everything stopped, is this something that you would always want to do? And again, finding your passion doesn't have to be about, you know, this is making me millions of dollars or whatever, but it's just something that touches you deeply and brings the best out of you whenever you, you know, do it, think about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But understand it is a journey. It's not something that, like I said, will happen overnight. And there has to be room for change. There has to be room for that passion to evolve, because maybe it starts out in one arena and becomes something else. Maybe it starts out as you trying to save the ladybugs, but it becomes, okay, well, the ladybugs actually love this type of pollen from this type of plant. I want to actually save the plants, which in turn saves the ladybugs. That might be your passion. Yeah. So give your passion the opportunity to make twists and turns and changes if necessary, because it might not be point A that your passion is at, but it was an entry point for you to get to point C, which is actually your passion. I know I skipped B. We leaving room for twists and turns. That's why. Keep following.
Hey, you know what? Literally, I heard nothing wrong. Like, that is a shame, because I'm actually teaching a toddler right now letter recognition, okay, and his alphabet. And I totally missed that. Oh my goodness. Maybe I'm not up for this job. That is a damn shame. Mm.
So finally, when I'm saying time as your friend, remember the three P's. Okay, there's three of them. The first P is plan. Schedule your time. Schedule time to actually interview yourself. Schedule time to say yes. Schedule time to actually do what it is you think you're passionate about. You know, give yourself the time to do things, to do the passion, to expand upon it, explore it, get creative, be curious about it, because you're not going to know if it's your passion unless you put time towards it.
Yeah.
The third, second, skip it and see, you bad at letters, I'm bad at numbers. From one to three. Kyle. So,
she skipped two.
I skipped two. So the second P is practice. As I said, you want to schedule the time to actually participate in whatever this passion is. So practice that passion, participate in it, be a part of it, actually do the thing that you think you're passionate about. And in that practice, you will learn more about yourself. You will learn if this is a passion for you, if this is something that you want to move forward with, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you practice your passion. And then the third is to protect it. Protect it against naysayers, people who don't, you know, like it, who aren't interested in what you're doing. Protect it against those who say, well, why are you even wasting time doing that? You have so many other responsibilities. Yes.
Mind your business. Exactly. For real.
And I have the responsibility to be kind to myself and to take care of myself, because finding your passion is also a form of self-care.
And it has nothing to do with you. Why are you worried?
Yes.
God.
Yes.
And the nerve. I saw somebody post a meme the other day. They were like, where do you guys buy your Audacity from? I'm just trying to wonder. I'm just wondering, like, is it on sale, clearance? Like, how do you have so much time and money to buy this Audacity?
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous that people feel that they could just come in and just infringe on your life and live yours and theirs too. Like, yes. Come on, stop.
Yes.
Stop. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm about to go on a rant.
No, I thought that was great. That was great. I love that. I love it.
Irk me.
Right. Right. So when you're protecting it from other people, make sure to protect it from yourself too, because you will start to procrastinate. You'll put it on the back burner. You'll let the negativity seep in at some point.
And imposter syndrome.
And imposter syndrome, if it's something that involves you creating something or even just trying to excel in whatever that mm-hmm. passion is, protect it from yourself. You yeah. will be your biggest critic always and forever. So hopefully
always
not forever.
And forever.
Hey.
Is what you won't be. Mm. Cause you gotta give yourself an opportunity.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that word was low. If you don't try, then time will go by.
Mm.
You'll be sitting down, oh, like, damn, what am I? I need some police.
I was enjoying it. I wasn't thinking.
Get your lazy ass up and invest in you, cause you're the stuff.
Ooh.
Understand that you have to plan, practice, and pretend.
Yeah,
That's all I got. Gotta believe that you can find your passion today, cause
you better hold that note.
A full-time black woman, full-time black woman. That's all I got.
I think that was the best. So yes, the three P's: plan, practice, and protect. And that is the end of the tip. Time is your friend.
Time is your friend. You know what is also your friend? Go ahead and rate and review us. Us, Elise, and Isha Bell. Hey. We're your friends as well. Wherever you are listening to our podcast, if you could do us just one huge favor and write us a review, let us know how we're doing for you. And also go check out our blog, fulltimeblackwoman.com. That is fulltimeblackwoman.com. We will be right back after this commercial break with another tip on pinning down your passion.
You know what, Isha? Sometimes I don't feel like leaving my house.
Why do you feel like you need to explain the world to me? Because I understand already. Yes, I don't either. That's why I use Instacart. I use Instacart to get my groceries delivered to my front door. Not only am I saving money with the coupons that they offer, but also it just kind of makes me feel fancy to say, leave the groceries at the front door, please.
Exactly.
I don't know why they came a Margaret, but hey, I'll do it.
It sounded good to me. I will always take the opportunity to be a Margaret, especially when I have to carry my bags. I might be a strong, independent black woman, but sometimes I want to see the deliveries and the groceries at my front door without lifting a finger. And it's awesome because those deliveries are hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences. And guess what? They keep your eggs safe, too.
And you are able to actually shop at multiple stores on one single order. Once again, I'm not an Instacart pro when it comes to doing that, but guess what? It's okay. We can all learn together.
Yes.
The Instacart always highlights where you can save. I'm all about my money. Y'all know that.
Absolutely. And all the products that you love from your local stores. And not only that, once you place your order over $35, you get free delivery once you use the link in the show notes. fulltimeblackwoman.com/Instacart/.
And join me on this little aristocrat. I can't even get it out. Margaret! Trail, go ahead, use Instacart. Make sure that you can take one more thing off of your list as a full-time black woman. Just let someone else handle it for you. It's okay, living a little bit of luxury.
Yes, so click on the link and let them know we sent you. fulltimeblackwoman.com/Instacart/.
So the last tip on how to pin down your passion is remembering this order. Passion first, profit after.
Mm.
Wait, let's repeat that one more time. Passion first.
Yes.
Profit after.
I'm going to clap up for that because that's a huge, huge, very huge. Yes. I wish I had the snaps. That would have been perfect right there.
I mean, didn't the legend of Maya Angelou say that you cannot make money your goal? Mm. Instead, pursue the things you love doing. That's how I go. It's the passion first, the profit after. Not all passions, as Lisa has mentioned before, are profitable. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That's okay.
Yes.
That is so, so, so okay. You have to allow yourself to have interests that enrich yourself. They don't mm-hmm. necessarily have to enrich your bank account or your balance, you know, nothing like that. Like, if you remember, if you try to profit from a potential passion too early, it can falter. Mm-hmm. It can. And you could so much extra pressure. Passion yeah. shouldn't be pressure. Passion should be just something that's preserved, that's inside of your soul that you didn't even know in the first place. Like, you may realize it was just another job for something that you had an interest in. Interest and passions are two different things. What's the line of delineation? I don't know. But that's what we talk about this together. Like, come on. That's what we talk about this together. Right. I mean, I have a lot of interest. Now, passions, I'm still working on it. I got the P. I got to work on the action. You see what I'm saying? I got to work on the action part. Because the P, I got the P. But I got the ashen. And that's okay. It's going to take my time because time is my friend.
There you go.
And I am practicing the three P's that Elise mentioned before. Plan, practice, and protect.
Tell them.
And that's how we're going to get to the ashen of this passion. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, no. Passion first, profit after.
Yes. And it's really and truly that simple. Because if you automatically are looking to make money off of whatever it is you think you're passionate about, you will either go broke trying to invest in something mm-hmm. that you not really that hype about to begin with, or you'll turn it into another ball and chain, like something you feel you have to commit to because you invested in it and because you told all your friends, yep, I'm doing this now. And will you buy from me? And will you do this for me? And you'll feel extra pressure, just like you said, Isha. So
fool's gold, man. It'll be a fool's gold situation.
Like, yes. The gems.
But have we all been there, though?
Yeah. 100%.
Make something that you were interested in and all of a sudden turn it into a business. That's why Elise and I are serial entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because guess what? We try things out. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that we don't like them. And it doesn't mean that we didn't care. It just means at that time in our lives that it just wasn't there for us.
Right.
But it doesn't mean we can't go back to it. Boom. You know, because we have to get, we were out of our comfort zone. We got back into a comfort zone. Because mm-hmm. as we grow, you develop new comfort zones.
Right.
But that means that we're not afraid to put our toe with it. Just exactly. See, maybe this could be something. So,
right.
Yeah.
So in that vein, Isha, let's get hashtag Casperish for a second. For those who don't know, the hashtag Casperish segment is when we get transparent with y'all. We get hashtag Casperish on that ass. So have you found your passion, Isha? And how long did it take, if you have?
Well, like I said, I got the puh. Mm-hmm. I got the ashen.
Okay.
But I got the P to get me there. I feel something that you mentioned earlier in the show, that when you have all these other pressures on you, it's kind of hard for you to set aside the time to give towards your passion.
Yeah.
And that's something that I have fallen into over the most recent years, is being everything for everybody and not myself. Mm-hmm. So do I have high hopes that I will find my passion with it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I feel like I have an inkling of what it is? Yep. But I haven't invested that time into it to truly figure out if that is what I would like to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I may be one of those people who have many passions.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for me to just narrow down to one thing. And that's totally fine as well, because, hey, it just seems like I have a lot in me, as exactly. you probably all can tell. And this is your first time listening to us. Believe me, it's a lot of different personalities in me.
Yep.
And who knows what they all want to do, right?
They ain't going nowhere.
No, who knows what they all want to do? So I have not found my passion.
I would have to say no as well. I have not found my passion. I have a lot of things that I enjoy doing. I have a lot of interests. I have a lot of things that have confused me to think that they were passions because I really do enjoy doing them so much. Mm-hmm. But it's not something I wake up every day feeling like, yep, I want to do this right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not a solid for me just yet. And I don't know if that's because, like you, I haven't put the time into it to really make it a practice for me. But I have not found my passion yet. And I used to be really upset about it. Like, I used to be like, oh my gosh, all these people have their passions and why don't I have a passion? Yeah. But now I think I'm more comfortable in knowing that I don't have to get rich off of this passion. My life will become richer, but my bank account might not be richer off of a passion. It would be fantastic if it did, but I think at first, when I was first going into finding one, it was all about, all right, well, but will it make me money though? And so I wasn't sure if I would continue on with it if it didn't, and if it could really be my passion if it didn't make money. So it wasn't until like later on that I was like, you know what? This is not about the bank account and the dollar signs right now. This is just about what makes me feel like a better release.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I have not found my passion. Not mad about it.
Well, what do you say to the full-time Black women out there who are listening, who may have been struggling with trying to find their passion? You know, maybe they never even put the thought to even think that they themselves could find a passion. Because some people believe that your passion just comes to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to put the work in to find it yourself.
That, and I think you hit the nail on the head just right there. Like, it is something that you have to work towards. It is something that you have to seek. It's not... Nothing worth having comes to you easily.
Yeah.
So I honestly think you have to give yourself some grace as well to know that you might have tons of passions, and that will make it harder at some point sometimes to think you have to narrow it down to something. But you might have tons of things that you enjoy doing and that you are passionate about and that wake you up in the morning. Your family could be your passion. Your pets could be your passion. Giving could be your passion. So going into the route of being a philanthropist, donating, things like that. So I think we get stuck on passion has to be either linked to your career or it has to be a moneymaker.
Yes.
And it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's just something that makes you whole. It makes perfect. You feel like,
so well said,
you are a part of something larger than yourself.
Yes.
And it's also something that makes you realize that in that moment, in that time, you are breathing, you are healthy, you are creating, you are empowering, you are just
your most
a force
present
to be reckoned with. Yes. Like, you just it's a feeling that you would just know. You know, yes. Some people say, I don't know if I ever had an orgasm. Oh, baby, oh, you know. You would know. Like, I don't know, Sherman, one time I felt kind of no, ain't no kind of that's what passion is. It's the big O.
Right.
It's the big P.
I think that's, I'm gonna clap up for that. Because I think that's the perfect way to describe it. If you ever had a question, yeah, that's it. If you ever had a question,
you will know. You will know.
Hey.
Passion. What's for breakfast? I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm just running my mouth.
That's all right.
And you know what you can do while running your mouth? Go ahead and rate and review us wherever you listen to our podcast. Once again, we love fives. But you know what? If you want to give us something else, such as
a five,
then that is wonderful. But let other full-time Black women like yourself know about our podcast and our blog so that we also all together can find our passion. Pin them down.
Yep.
Pin you again.
So with that, that brings us to the end of another episode. We hope that you got some great tips and great gems out of today's episode for pinning down your passion. And remember, we are here for you full time from coffee to wine.
And play your power perfectly.
Thanks.
Bye.
Pod love. Oh, we about to show some pod love. Someone that y'all should check out. Pod love. Ooh, we about to give some pod love. Oh, we about to get some pod.
Oh, oh. Nope, we're not doing it. My bad, Elise. My bad.
That's all right. We here. We in here.
All right, let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Pod Love segment of the month. Today's Pod Love goes out to Small Doses with Amanda Seals. Now, I have been listening to this podcast for a while and have absolutely loved it. She brings so much information, knowledge, and laughs to the table. So let me tell you just a little bit about it. So your favorite truth teller, comedian Amanda Seals, is dropping gems with her weekly podcast. It's full of truth, information, shared experiences, and like I said, laughs. And I love the way that she brings across this information on just a level of almost like a friend talking to you. And she also includes these little interludes between each segment with her singing or something, and it just catches me every time. I love that this is so relatable, and just I feel smarter and funnier when I listen.
I'm glad that you actually brought this podcast up. I didn't start listening to podcasts, guys, ladies, everybody.
Yeah.
Until Elise brought them to my attention. During long car rides, traveling all the time, or, you know, flying, I would just listen to music or maybe download a movie or whatever. But you brought podcasts into my life. And this is the first one that you did recommend to me, was Amanda Seals. So she has such a beautiful mind.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it does make you feel smarter because mm-hmm. she takes you to a deep place that you didn't even know you had in the first place to be in, to think in certain ways.
Right.
So I enjoy the fact that she expands your mind through her humor and also just through her intelligence and through, you know, sometimes she makes you feel bad for not knowing some things.
Yep.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Because that's uncomfortable places are where you grow.
That's right.
So I really, really do enjoy Amanda Seals. She is a gem herself.
She is. And I love that she comes from a place of being unapologetically Black and does not
absolutely.
Have any problem saying it or any problem putting Black information, history, etc. out there for the world. And I love it because we need resources like that. One of the episodes that I listened to recently was about the experience of freezing your eggs. And that is something that a lot of professional women, and I'm sure a lot of professional Black women, have at one point in time considered, thought of, talked about, or not talked about, and just secretly, you know, had these questions on the inside. So I like that she could bring this to the forefront for us to have a conversation about, because it has been something, I'll be honest and Casper-ish, it has been something I often considered. But hearing her experience through it gave a lot of information and made it personal, and also made you aware of a resource, of a thing that we don't have conversations about often. So again, kudos, hats off, flowers to Amanda Seals, the Small Doses podcast. We hope you guys take a listen. And if you do, tell her we sent you.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us. Full-Time Black Woman is created, recorded, and produced by Elise Real and Isha Bell. For more opportunities to live, laugh, grow, and fill the soul, be sure to like, review, comment, and subscribe to Full-Time Black Woman wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Help us build this community by sharing with other full-time Black women like yourself. Visit our website at fulltimeblackwoman.com to see what's new or to reach out. If you have questions or want to add to today's topic, send us an email to contact@fulltimeblackwoman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram @FullTimeBlackWoman and on Twitter @FTBlackWoman.